Every life story, the little me story, is ultimately unsatisfactory. It is not satisfying. Anybody who sits here, if you look at the story of me, it didn't quite work out the way it should have. That's not how I imagined my life to be. It looks as if something had failed, it had gone wrong, something along the way. That shouldn't have happened like that. That wasn't meant to happen. So to discover this element of unsatisfactoriness in the story of me, always. However, if there is a little me sitting here, and there may be one or two who are thinking at this moment, he may be talking about everybody else, but I'm okay. Because I've just found the ideal partner, I've just fallen in love, and the story has now come to a satisfying conclusion. So, the little me says, okay, he's wrong about me, but he may be right about everybody else. My story is actually fine, the happy ending is there. Or you just got the dream job, or you just won $5 million in the lottery, and then the little me says, this is it. If that's the case, we'll meet again here next year. You will have returned by then from the honeymoon. The fiction that there can be a satisfying end to the story of me is upheld, of course, by the media and all those things that you watch on TV and in cinemas. And the end of most films tells you, yes, there is such a thing as an end, a satisfying end to the little me. So the director cuts after the wedding, or just before. Cut here. And now for many others, it may be a revelation, the realization that, oh, do you mean to say I'm not the only one whose story is not satisfying? I thought it was just everybody else was fine, and just me was, I wasn't doing well. So to realize my story so far hasn't been all that satisfying as a story. The little me doesn't feel complete. It's looking for something. And there's pain in the story. Suffering, sorrow. But then the little me says, okay, it may not have been a satisfying story up to this point, but you've still got the future. And the little me says, this is where the satisfying conclusion is going to happen. So this is why when you live from that mindset of the little me story, the future is such an essential, such a vital part of everybody's existence, because it's there where this little me says a satisfying conclusion to my story will be reached. At some point, I will get there. Whatever the satisfying conclusion of the story is, it depends on what kind of story the little me has fabricated for itself. It may be material success, it may be finding the ideal partner, it may be reaching a state of enlightenment. One day I'll get there. So the future promises fulfillment. That's why everybody is running towards it. If you go to a big city, I was in New York a few days ago, and everybody's almost running. continuously. Imagine a visitor from another planet coming and looking at that. Where are they running to? And of course, they're running to the future. They're trying to get away from this moment because you're hurrying, moving to future. Everybody is running towards the future because this isn't good enough. We need to get there. So it's a frantic attempt of the little me to reach the future. And if you cannot get out of the story of me, but of course here we are getting out, even just by recognizing the nature of the story, by looking at it, we are beginning to step out, because it can only sustain itself if it remains unconscious. It can only sustain itself, the fiction of the little me can only sustain itself if it remains an unconscious movement. But when you look at it, that basically it means you're now witnessing, you're watching the mind and the structure of the mind. The recognition of that is already the beginning of the end of the unconsciousness that sustains that movement, and it has been running humanity for many, many thousands of years. So we are simply looking at the mechanical, unconscious nature of the mind structures. But it's more than that. By seeing it, the seeing is not part of it. The seeing is part of something that is arising that is nothing to do with the conditioned consciousness, the mind. And that's arising here. So, if you have not stepped out of the story of me at all, the worst thing that could happen to you would be not to have any more future, because then the little me gets into a panic and says the story will not reach a conclusion. If you take away future, you take away the possibility of a happy ending to my story. And it's the worst thing that could happen for me to tell you have no more future or almost no more future. And the strange thing is, really, this is what's happening here in a subtle way, not going to shock you in any way, but in a very subtle way, gradually we are removing future from our consciousness, so the whole, that level of consciousness gradually is replaced by something else. But we're going into that gradually, so that the little me doesn't go into contraction and you run out of the room.